This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free here. The number is brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the website. You get to actually create the content. So when you go to freetalklive.com, everything that you see as you scroll down the page, those numbered items as you roll down the page, those were all put there by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. So if you like what you see, you can vote it up. If you don't, you can vote it down. And go to freetalklive.com to do that. It's free, unlike those other talk show host websites. So we'll take your calls. I'm Ian, by the way.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into the phones and the fun. We go to Vincent in New York on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Okay, so my friend's boyfriend just he graduated from Army Ranger School, right?
Okay.
And so, like, there's, like, this picture of him, right? And, like, you know, like, pretty much, like, DM status is, like, you know, like, thank you to, like, everyone, you know, I passed and stuff like that, right? And, like, it's this picture of him, and he's standing next to an anarcho-capitalist flag. And the and the flag says, Rangers, not for the weak or faint-hearted. And, like, you know, like, I'm just, like, you know, like, so, like, you know, like, in, like, awe because it's, like, this, like, Army Ranger standing next to the anarcho-capitalist flag.
Well, now, hold on. You're saying the flag is anarcho-capitalist colors are black and gold, as I understand it. How is it an anarcho-capitalist flag? Are you saying it's just a military flag that happens to be black and gold with some sort of military saying on it?
No. Like, literally, like, imagine the, like, anarcho-capitalist flag, and, like, in the flag it says, Rangers, not for the weak or faint-hearted. And, like, you know, like, it's, like, a flag is, like, you know, like, placed at this, like, you know, like, army camp.
Yeah. I highly doubt that they've co-opted the anarcho-capitalist flag.
No, I think that the Rangers had it first.
Yeah.
The Rangers patch is a, it's a chevron, I don't know, chevron, the shield-looking thing, and it's half, one of their patches is half gold and half black. If you look at their gear, most of the time, Rangers is either written in black or in gold, and oftentimes it's on black or gold gear. I think that probably what you're seeing is a legit Rangers flag, with, like, probably legit Rangers stuff on them.
I mean, the anarcho-capitalists don't own black and gold.
And let's not forget that the swastika, you know, means something entirely different to the Indians.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that explains it, you know, because I don't know why. I just thought, like, you know, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, what the heck? You know, like, I was very, very confused.
Oh, but, there you go. Anything else you want to share tonight, Vincent?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, there's only so many colors you can put together to have a flag, right? So it's inevitable that somebody else is going to pick your colors.
But I think it's interesting. By the way,
I can't stand anarcho-capitalist as a term.
As a term, I can't stand flags.
There you go. Two terrible things brought together. I kind of like our peace flag in here.
I get it, but I mean, it's to some extent you're horning in on the realm of the warmongers. I mean,
a peace flag.
A flag has always been the standard of militaries. It's only recently that flags have meant anything to the hoi polloi like us, you know.
So why not co-opt it for peace then?
It's a thought process. Yeah. Why not paint your gun pink with flowers on it? I mean, you could
people
do
have
that.
Done it.
But
the Hello Kitty gun.
There are, and they're interesting, but they kill people just as dead.
Oh yeah.
And flags, you know, they mean. I'm Jack wants to learn things. My son, 6 years old, wants to learn things about World War II. So we've been watching some World War II stuff, and he's asking me questions like, why are they doing this? Why does this happen, Daddy? And Jack, keep an eye on the flags. just keep watching the flags and you'll sort of figure out what's going on here, because it's really difficult to explain these things. But once you can, once you start explaining it by the colors and the flags, the thing, it gets a lot easier, because then it's like, oh, well, those people are on the side of that flag. Let's kill them. And it's the, these flags are excuses that rich people have always used to get poor people to kill each other.
Let's go to Pizza Guy. He's in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Pizza Guy.
Hey, no Brett tonight, huh? Even though it's Wednesday?
Yeah, I don't know where he is, actually. I hope he's all right. He hasn't, I don't think he told us he wasn't going to be here. Go ahead.
Well, it was a semi-school-related topic, so I was holding until Wednesday. But, yeah, let's launch here. I was thinking about student loans, and I was thinking kind of about the structure of how they are. I don't know if you know this, but the only loan that I know of that you're not allowed to default on.
That's right, yeah. You can't go bankrupt from student loans.
In a real world, no bank would issue them the way that they've been issued. They're a lot like the Dream Act of the houses, where it's like everybody deserves a house. It was like everyone deserves a college education. And so the federal government like goes out there and, you know, guarantees all these loans. Oh, nope, they'll never be able to default on them and anything like that. And really, when you start to look at it the way it is, it's really only a loan in name only. It's more like a tax on those who are gullible enough and motivated enough to do what they're told is a meter of success when they're young adults. And that's what it is a tax on those who were gullible and motivated enough to sign
so
a paper.
It's not a loan, but it is a tax. Explain to me the difference and why it is that you come to this conclusion.
Well, because in a loan, what you do is at least in a secured loan, you say, I'm going to buy this object, so you give me the money, and then if I can't come up with it, if I can't pay you back, then you come take this object. That's how loans work, and that's why to mitigate their risk, you're supposed to put a percentage of it down so that they can sell it at a loss on what your equity would be. And that's why businesses are in the business of making loans, right? Because there's something they can come and take. They're all secured. Unsecured loans are for big small amounts, not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hold on. Unsecured loans are for what?
Small amounts, not
okay.
Hundreds of thousands. Dollars, even 30. I mean, you'd be hard pressed, especially as an 18-year-old who's never done anything, to go out and get a $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 unsecured loan, right?
But well, I mean, they do give unsecured loans to people that are more likely to be able to pay them off. I mean, an Amex card's a really good example, and you know, you can get high limits on credit cards. If you want to do that, back when I was in the working world and working at Clear Channel, I had some pretty high limits. Right, but essentially, what the law has allowed the 18-year-old to do is to put up for collateral his or her future, and that, you know. And the government will sort of undersign for them, and oftentimes they don't pay them back. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that just simply can't pay these things back.
No, that's not – no. There's no not paying it back. You can't default on these loans. They stick with you. You can default on them,
but they're not going to go away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Any other loan disappears after, what is it, in the Bible, 7 years?
Well, you have to go through bankruptcy first, don't you? It doesn't just automatically go away.
Student loans don't do that.
I know that, but you said any other loan will disappear, and I'm saying you have to go through bankruptcy first. Isn't that right?
If you don't make a payment on a loan for 7 years, it just disappears.
Really?
Yep, any loan that you don't make a payment on for 7 years goes away. Now, in between here and then, there's going to be a lot of things that happen to your credit. And probably before all of that, they're just going to send, they're just going to have your wages garnished, or they're going to repossess, but possibly garnish your wages enough to end the loan inside of the 7 years on a student loan, because it's such a high amount. And that's, I mean, really, when you really look at it, that it's government funding and it's government financiers. What it is welfare for middle class bureaucrats and universities. Paid for by the taxes of those who are gullible and motivated enough to sign a document after 13 years of K-12 education.
in a lot of ways, what you're saying is true, is because they've been able to sort of inflate the market for the market demand for college loans, and they've been able to make a lot of easy money available. You've been seeing the price of college going skyrocketing, and you know, it's really fascinating to see what's going to happen.
Pizza
I think there's
guy,
a bubble.
I'm wondering what has motivated your call tonight. If you want to hang on, tell us more. Do you have a loan? It's Free Talk Live.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-608-9424.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial in here toll free and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733. And, of course, you can go online to get interactive at freetalklive.com. You can also get free coffee.
Yeah, you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, we have partnered with BuzzBox Coffee to not only bring you the best of the best coffee, coffee that's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica, but we partnered with BuzzBox for the purpose of having you help us to get microloans to people around the world. For every 10 people who sign up to get their coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, we'll be able to give another microloan through BuzzBox to some family around the world that needs some kind of help. And, you know, there was a story of a guy who needed some carpentry tools so that he could be able to do some carpentry work and fixing it up in his hometown. And I think that this is really the way that we can help people, giving them a hand up instead of a handout, because just giving some, you know the old saying, giving them a fish, they'll eat for a day, teach them how to fish, they'll eat for a lifetime, and I think that this is really an opportunity, and I think we can change people's lives this way. Go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. If you like it, continue to get your coffee there, because it's great coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we go back to the pizza guy. He's in Fargo, called in about student loans, says he thinks they're taxes, actually. And the reason you think they're taxes is that they're taxes on gullible people who signed an agreement after getting several years worth of government education to continue this on to where they'll end up ponying up a bunch of money over the years because they can't get out of it. There's no way to default on the loan. I don't know if it's quite a tax, but I understand the argument you're making.
And, you know, you asked me, do you have student loans? And so, yeah, I probably should have opened with, I can't have an objective opinion here. I still owe, you know, a good 30 grand.
Woo!
You know, and
what was the total amount when you started?
30 grand. I paid off a bit because I set the payment as low as possible because, when you take a standard deduction, you can still take off the interest you pay on them right off the top. So, for technical tax reasons, the interest rate is actually like a 75% of what it actually is, and so I'm better off paying basically any other loan I have, right before those ones financially.
So, the wife package I got came complete with a five-figure student loan, and the interest rate is extraordinarily low on her student loan, and it's through a bank, and it's only like 2.5% or something, and so we've tried to pay off all our debt, but the student loan's still kind of sticking around because, frankly, it's lower than inflation, and I kind of wonder why you would pay it off.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the whole idea of, like, debt, money has a cost, you know what I mean? So people who don't take out loans and don't get into debt, they're really just using pretty expensive money if they can get money cheaper than inflation or at your, you know, so when you're poor, it actually makes more sense to take out more loans. It's a dangerous game, but because food costs go up at like 10, 15, 20% a year, if you can take out a loan to buy your food and buy an asset now, next year you'll have a greater real value and you'll have purchased that money at a lower rate than the loan you would have taken out at. So lots of loans are really
good. Boy, I'd be real careful buying food with loaned money. I mean, that sounds like a real risky endeavor. You don't want to buy too much food or it'll go bad on you.
It's black magic. Right now I'm cycling about $15,000 on credit cards, but they're at 0% for the next 2 years.
Right, and this is a game that a lot of people play, and we play. My wife and I played it too, and I think we're still on the hook for some of it. Is that, you know, you've got this amount on a credit card, and somebody else sends you a credit card offer. For 3% the value of the loan, we'll give you 0% for 18 months, and then you move the money over for 3%, the cost of 3%. You move the money over, then you don't pay any interest for the next 18 months. And then
0%, you can get it for 0% for 2 years. Money doesn't cost anything these days. And that's why if you're using real money that you have in your hands that you've earned instead of acquiring assets with it, that's where you... But this is all neither here nor there. The point is that for 13 years, children are forced to be told... Go to college, and you're put into special education. You know, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I was in the smart kid group, just like Ian. you know, where it was like me and 10 other kids who didn't have to sit through the boring classes. We got to go to special classes, and all they did is tell us how special we are and how,
yep,
you know, we're 7-year-old kids, 8-year-old kids. Your whole life, mm-hmm, you're told, college, go to college, do whatever you want. You're so brilliant. You can make money doing anything. What do you want to do? You can do anything. They sell you a fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Different than a Ponzi scheme where, well, you know, if you did your due diligence, but at the time, the numbers you're seeing and the numbers you're being told, the difference is that for 13 years, you're being told this lie.
Right. So parents worry their butts off that their kids are getting 30-second TV ads while they watch Super Friends or whatever, but they'll send their kids to public schools where they get a 13-year commercial for college. And, you know, I'm kind of the opinion, certainly some careers need college. If you're going to be an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, there's probably somebody else out there that some other career that absolutely needs a college professor. If you want to do these things, you absolutely need a college education. But the vast majority of them out there, it seems like, you know, half of it's like a vacation where you're drunk most of the time, and the other half is like a networking thing.
Yep, and you know, it's hard for me to blame it too much. I mean, that is where I met my wife. I was able to go study abroad in Japan and meet my wife there. It was a good time, but ultimately a waste of money. I didn't need that kind of a vacation at the age of 19.
Well, and they drive up the price as much as they can in the process. The college professors rewrite the $1,000 books every year so that, or, you know, whatever these books are, these $300 books every year so that you have to buy the newest one. And if you decide that you're going to get them in some way or shape or form more cheaply, they'll sue that company that's trying to sell them more cheaply.
Well, and there's an ever-increasing line of bodies of students that will come in there and fill up the space. And once the space is filled up, that's another reason to raise prices right there. And so if they're, you know, the lower schools, the high schools and such, are doing their job and brainwashing young people to want to go to college more and more year after year, the demand is high, the supply is, they're not exactly building new colleges all over the place, so it gives them a reason to increase the rates. And also you've got the fact that everybody with a college degree means a college degree isn't really worth anything anymore.
Right.
I mean, if everyone's got it, and not everyone does, but if a lot of people have it, then it's just, you know, you're on the same par with those people.
A lot of businesses, mostly excluding the government and some major corporations, a lot of businesses have found that the college education isn't that important to them.
Thanks, Pizza Guy, for the call tonight. Appreciate it, and good luck with the $30,000 in college loans. Sounds like a little on the low side for college loans. I've heard $50,000, $100,000, $200,000. Crazy.
You know, in my career, which was radio sales, which is radio sales, whenever college would come up briefly, it'd be like, and what school did you go to? Yeah, I never finished college. Okay. And, you know, like, mm-hmm, they would just go on. Yeah, well, you didn't make the same mistake I did.
Right. Well, this guy's pretty smart. I should hire him. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can tell us your experience with college. Was it worth it? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. More shocking spying news coming out of the UK here with the GCHQ. That's their equivalent of the NSA. We can talk about that. I know, Mark, you are really interested in talking about a fighter, or someone who at least would like to fight, who has Down syndrome. The state apparently is standing in his way. We will give you more information about that. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've got a story about college and how it really wasn't so great after all. Or maybe it was great. Maybe it was this wonderful time for you where you met all kinds of useful people and you learned all kinds of interesting and useful things.
Right. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been talking about the college loan situation for, many years. I think for 10 years we've been saying that basically college education ain't what it's cracked up to be. But there are a lot of people. I know a lot of people that disagree with me on this subject. These aren't stupid people.
These are people who think college was great.
Right. Well, okay. I had a friend who was, intelligent, influential, had a college degree. I was having this conversation with her husband. And, her husband's, he just always kind of listens to me as opposed to taking a side or anything like that. But she was willing to take a side. Her side was, no, absolutely, my college education was absolutely worth it.
Hmm.
Now, consider there have been studies done, and the more you pay for something, the more you're likely to believe
it's worth it. Like that old chair that you had.
Which one are you?
You used to have, like, a really funky old chair that you paid way too much money for?
No. I bought it. Used, it cost a lot. But now you've paid $500 for studio chairs at this point because they're good for your back and because you're getting older. The fact is, I was as old then when I bought that chair that you didn't like, that as you are now spending the kind of money on those chairs. So, you know, hindsight might be twisted a little bit for you now, buddy. So anyway, I believe in investing good money in chairs. I also believe in investing good money in education. I don't believe your money is well spent in the college, university paradigm that we're under these days. I think you can get as good of an education. Remember, I'm for education. I'm often against school. I think you can get as good of an education today as you would get otherwise, but you can do it on the job. Have somebody else pay for it. I believe in even going to college, as long as you can get somebody else to pay for it. It's when you pay for it that I believe it's the problem. Also, when you sign up with government programs to get it paid for, that's a little scary to me, too. Anyway, this person said that her college degree was worth it, and then I asked her, well, what's the degree in? And she told me what her degree was in, and it had nothing to do with her line of work. And I said, how can you tell me the degree is worth it when it had nothing to do with the work you're in? And, you know, to her standpoint, the education itself, the 4 years in school itself is what's worth it. That somehow it's a hurdle that one should cross, and that's...
So she couldn't connect it to any tangible benefit in real life.
Indeed. But you, when you go to college, you start at 18, you get out at 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of growth that goes on from 18 to 22.
Yeah, no doubt.
What the people in college that went to college that say this don't tend to recognize, realize, they tend to marginalize and obfuscate is that I was 18 to 22 too, and I learned a lot in that time frame also.
You were in prison.
Well, I was in prison, but you were 18 to 22 and you had a job, and you learned
That's
a
right.
lot too, right?
I sure did.
So
yep.
People learn a lot from 18 to 22.
Those were important years for me.
But those, but the things you learn, you gotta, I mean, you know, here I am, another day has gone by and I have yet to use algebra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, I've gone years without algebra. And I'm not saying you shouldn't learn algebra, I think it's very interesting and all that, but let's not teach our kids algebra as though algebra is something that our kids are necessarily
yeah.
gonna use.
Now, I remember when I went to college, I did 2 years at a community college, and thank goodness, I'm glad I didn't go any further. And I
went to the same community college and spent a little bit of money on some classes, too.
Yeah, I wish I could have the time back, personally. I mean, it really doesn't feel to me like I got anything out of it. I mean, I met a nice lady there who I became friends with, but, you know, that was not the most important thing.
You could have met somebody that you could have been friends with
anywhere.
Elsewhere.
Yeah. So, I, you know, looking back on the education that I got, there really wasn't anything there that I'm using today. I did take film class there, but I already knew how to edit, you know, movies. I'd already been doing that on my own. I was able to basically mail it in for that class, so to speak. I mean, I didn't really even go to it.
Right.
I had a deal with the teacher that, look, you know, I'll just turn this in. I was one of the first people done with the final project of making kind of a home movie thing, you know, your student film. And I didn't need his help or anything like that. It wasn't really, there was nothing there.
I took Spanish 1 and Spanish 2. I knew how to speak the language. I was talking to the teacher in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
You know, fooling with her during class.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of felt like, yeah, I'm getting over. Who's getting over here? I was paying for a class that I already had the knowledge
right.
on.
And there's these general requirements that they have that you have to, it doesn't matter. I went to school for radio and television broadcasting. I only took maybe 3 classes that had any relevancy to those to that particular subject. Everything else was, you know, English, speech, math, science, all that stuff.
And core requirements.
The science book I had, Mark, was the same science book I had in 11th grade. The exact same book. Now, I did go to gifted school, so maybe that's one of the reasons, but still,
there's a reason they call.
You gotta be kidding me!
There's a reason they call the freshman year of community college 13th grade.
Yeah.
Because it's really not that much different. And also,
if you are gonna
go to a university, you probably should do your first 2 years at a community college and spend a lot less money doing it.
Money, sure, because they have to take you after the 2 years, don't they? At least the state universities?
I believe that's the case.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. There's so many ways for kids to become so mired in debt. And it's, you know, I mean, if you listen to these young people now, they'll blame the corporations. They'll blame the rich people that they have all these debt. It's fascinating.
Wow.
You signed on a dotted line to give your soul to the government or to the bank that is giving the loan. It's, mm-hmm. you know, backed by the government. And now it's somebody else's fault? Shame on you.
Share your experience if you'd like to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're a teacher in college and you're aware of this stuff, do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty for, you know, perpetuating a system that is in many ways a total scam or a near total scam? As you pointed out, Mark, there are certain things, certain job descriptions that college is pretty much a necessity for. But beyond that, I mean, come on, what, communications degrees, degrees in music, degrees in arts? I mean, are these really helping people?
Well, the music degree is kind of like playing the lottery. I mean, there are careers that you're going to need a music degree. If you want to play if you want to play an instrument for a living, you better have one of these degrees from a music specializing school.
Are you telling me that the members of Nirvana had musical degrees? I don't know. Maybe they did.
Not talking about the members of Nirvana, my friend. There ain't no screaming electric guitar degree. I'm talking about people playing in an orchestra, which, by the way, are dying across the country because they can't get funded.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many orchestral players are actually
I'm not
pros?
Recommending orchestra for a career, Ian.
I'm just saying.
If you want to be
pros?
In one, you need to have a degree to do it.
Okay. But what about like a volunteer orchestra? That may not be a degree requirement thing.
Absolutely it's not a degree requirement thing. You know, I don't recommend art, period, as a career. It's a brave thing to do. That's why I called it the lottery.
Yeah, it's hard enough to make money at art without a college degree.
I don't recommend buying lottery tickets to make money either. Yeah. That's why I called it the lottery.
Arts, art can be a real struggle for people. I mean, people struggle for a long time to try to make musical gigs for themselves. I highly doubt having a degree is going to help in many of those roles.
Many of them struggle their whole lives and never make it.
Right. And that's without a degree, and I imagine it'd be even harder when they've got a college degree to pay off. Let's go to Aaron, listening in St. George, Utah on KZNU. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking the call. I wanted to share my anecdotal experience. I hold degrees from three different institutions, and one of which is a master's degree. I was one of the lucky ones that noticed early that it was a racket.
Hang on, Aaron. I want you to tell your whole story here in a moment. We're going to get back to you. More with Aaron in St. George. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Give them honors. Let's stand up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We'll be right back.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. And on Skype, you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out there if you can, because you usually will sound better on Skype than you do on the phones. We will get back to your phone calls here in a moment, talking about college. And actually, this is how I love Free Talk Live. When we get, we bring things in to talk about here, and we will still get to some of those tonight. But somebody called in at the beginning of the show talking about their experience with college loans, and it's not an uncommon experience. A lot of people have these things, and for a lot of people, they are absolutely making life very, very difficult. We'll continue with your thoughts and experience here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and are trying to get the extra edge when it counts, maybe you're in college, you can look into modafinil from modup.net. 1 in 5 students, according to studies, use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net, how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide only the highest premium modafinil with the greatest potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net also is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. Plus, to make the deal even better, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL at modup.net, modup.net, world-class service at a great price. And don't forget code FTL to get the 10 free tablets from modup.net. We go back to Aaron. He's in St. George, Utah. Now, Aaron, you were telling us you have 3 college degrees. One of them is a master's degree, and that was pretty much all we got out of you before we had to run off to the break. So go ahead.
Yeah, so my experience is I just wanted to share with you that my degrees have played absolutely zero factor in my ability to attain a job and provide for my family and be a productive member of society. And why I say that is, at no point did anybody ask what type of degree I got, where it was from, et cetera, during the interview process, nor did they ask me if I was a valedictorian, which I was. No one asked me whether or not my GPA met a certain threshold or if I took particular classes. It baffled me. And it made
right. I mean, well, it didn't just baffle you. I mean, it's got to be really disheartening that here you are, you know, you got your master's degree, valedictorian, and you've put all this time, 6 years at least, into getting these things, and you're not even going to ask me about them?
Well, exactly, right? And it may not surprise you at all, but it was I actually work for government right now.
Wow, okay.
And that's even more surprising to me.
It does surprise me because government seems to really like degrees.
That well, they're the ones fueling this racket. So anyway, when I look at this whole thing, it's amazing to me. The second observation that I wanted to share was, you know, algebra really hasn't changed since it was basically founded and discovered and talked about and written about back in the olden age. And yet each year you see a brand new book that comes out. And of course, publishers send the brand new algebra book to the professors saying, hey, you can have this for free. All you got to do is put it on your syllabus as a required text.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the racket there. All of a sudden, they're not paying for teaching materials. Neither is their budget impacted. And they get to spend money on other fancy things like, you know, research opportunities or other things around. The last thing I was want to say is once I realized that this was a racket and things were working my way, I was one of the fortunate ones. I got out of school. Both my wife got a degree, and I got my degrees for a total of about $48,000. Okay? Mm. We were lucky in that we decided early that we weren't going to pay for school. We were going to find ways to do that. Now, scholarships generally were the way that we did it. But we still took the money. And let me tell you why. I took that money and financed a lot of my own businesses and startups. And I think that opportunity out there is available for other people. So instead of using that money in a bad way in terms of throwing it to pay for some $300,000, $400,000 salary professor for his salary, why don't you go to the cheapest college you can find, still obtain the degree, but use your money to be productive in an investment or some other way?
No, I've never had a college loan, so I don't know anything about the process. Are you saying you can just get a college loan and then spend a portion of it on a private investment?
Spend it all?
What's interesting is, technically, no, you can't. Legally, no. You sign a line, no. These should be for education expenses only. However, some change in the regulation that happened about the time when I was in school, 2003, 2005, somewhere in that range, all of a sudden, the schools lost control of the money almost entirely, and a lot of that money was shifted back to the students. And now all of a sudden you could pay for off-campus housing, you could pay for, you know,
meals,
any tools you needed, like a computer or anything, transportation, et cetera. Next thing you know, it's like, well, yeah, I'm going to buy this, you know, $2,000 MacBook Pro, and I'm going to use it for school. Yeah, right. I was using it for video editing or for whatever purpose I need.
Do you have to somehow itemize what you're buying with this money? Does anybody check this over?
No.
I mean, is there anybody you're answering to?
No.
They just cut you a check, huh?
You a check.
They'll pay the school first, of course. Now, don't get me wrong. The school gets its cut first. But after that, hey, the money's all yours. The most egregious offense of this is in aircraft school, like in these avionics schools, where they're going to learn to be pilots, okay? To rent a plane to go up and get the flight hours necessary to obtain your license, a plane's usually like $250 to $400 an hour, depending on what type of plane, prop or jet engine, et cetera. Well,
okay.
I saw some of my buddies that were going after these pilot licenses. They would take money in terms of $30,000, $40,000 a semester, gentlemen, and they would go out there and they'd buy themselves Escalades, they'd buy themselves fancy sport cars and all sorts of things. And then, I just didn't log my hours this semester. Unfortunately, that's all come back to haunt them. The days of bachelorhood and funness and all those free choices that they had, it haunts them today. And so part of me says, hey, I like the freedom of over my own money if I'm going to borrow it. But at the same time, man, these guys are $400,000, $500,000 in school debt, and they don't have their pilot's licenses. It's interesting.
Jeez.
The whole thing's a racket.
It's kind of like the stripper that's going to college, you know, one out of 74 strippers are actually using the money to go to college.
I knew that girl.
Right, like that one.
Yeah.
The other 73 are crack addicts and whatever,
coke and heroin.
Whatever it is. I'm just making a point here. I'm exaggerating, yeah. Using hyperbole for the purpose of making a point. But yeah, I have a friend who took the college loans. Jason Osborne, whom the studios are named after here at Free Talk Live, because he is the owner of SACL CAI and sponsored the show for such a long time. He took the loans, invested in businesses. Now, these loans are interest free for the entire duration of your education.
So as long as you're in school, you don't have to pay interest.
There's no interest on
them. So is he still in school?
No. Then when he's done, whammo-bammo, he pays them all off with the profits from the business and has the business up and running.
Bingo.
Amazing. Aaron, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the perspective. So it was the idea, Mark, you get the college loan, you do business with it, and then eventually you pay it off, but all the while you take like one class so you don't get charged interest? Is that the
look,
idea?
I'm not going to tell people how to go and use the system, because I believe that this is like playing with painkillers, addictive drugs. I do not believe that. I think that this is a poor system for the average person to try to implement. I wouldn't even try to implement this. This is...
I don't like playing with other people's money, personally. I mean, I understand, and
you have an abhorrence to debt, and I disagree with you on this.
Well, good for people who are able to do this stuff. I just don't like the idea of playing with other people's money. I don't like putting money on the line that's not mine to risk. That makes me feel very uncomfortable. It's not like I've avoided debt completely. I've had home loans in the past, so I think debt can be useful. I think it can be something that you can handle. But you really need to know what you're getting into, and I don't think the average college student knows what they're getting into. All they know is what they've been told over and over again, and being told something over and over again doesn't mean you know it, right? That just means you've been indoctrinated.
Well, when you say you don't want to put other people's money on the line, I look at money differently. If we're talking about an individual loaning me money to go to college, that would be entirely different to me than a bank, an organization that makes money, loaning people money, has a profit and loss margin that they're expecting is backed up by the government. That's not other people's money. When you're talking about government money, they're just creating that stuff out of thin air.
True. Yeah. Still, I don't like having people over my head. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, the man with Down syndrome who wants to fight in the ring. We'll talk about it here in a moment on Free Talk Live.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoignin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.